Vas spirituale, ora pro nos. Spiritual vessel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, a vessel is a container of something. We think of a vessel perhaps as a vessel for perfume or a vessel for oil, or in the case of the sacred vessels, that which contains the water and the wine for the consecration of the Mass. That vessel is called the chalice. That which contains the host for the faithful to receive is called the ciborium. We salute Our Lady in this litany we've just now sung again this afternoon as spiritual vessel. A vessel may be considered concerning its worth or its intrinsic greatness by two things. That is to say, that how it is made, the material of which it is made, the artistry and all the rest of it, and then that which it contains. If, for some reason or another, say if a priest were saying Mass in a concentration camp during the persecutions, and he had to offer Mass, and the only thing that he had to offer Mass was, say, well, it was an old soup can that had been washed out. Well, then, if the precious blood were inside of that, well, then that would become the most precious vessel imaginable, because it contained our Lord. That would be an example. But we try, of course, by making the altar and everything of the altar as beautiful as possible, to make the outside match the inside. Now, God can do that and does do that perfectly. How does he do that? Informing the Blessed Virgin Mary. So Our Lady on the outside concerning her body was perfect, and Our Lady on the inside concerning her soul was perfect. Our Lady was very beautiful and comely to behold. Our Lady was all beautifully proportioned, and it was always a pleasure for people to look upon her. Not in a sensual way, but in a spiritual way. When people looked at Mary, as when they looked at her Son, our Lord, they always felt holy. They felt closer to God, and they didn't know why. But of course, because they were looking at God's perfect handiwork, Mary, without any stain of original sin. That was on the outside. But what was on the inside kind of shone outward through her eyes and through all of Our Lady. What was on the inside? Well, as we saw in our meditation on Sunday, for the first joyful mystery, Hail, full of grace. She was full of God's light, sanctifying grace. There was in her, in this spiritual vessel, no stain of sin. And that means that there was no room for self. She was all full of God, and she was all for God. And that's why she was so beautiful, because you see, God is beauty itself. So to be near to our Blessed Lady, we'd feel close, we do feel close to Almighty God. That's the secret of her beauty, that she was all for God. Someone could be very handsome, or could be a handsome young man, or could be a very beautiful woman, but if you get to know that person, you see, oh, she's awfully selfish, or wow, is he ever self-centered and proud? Then you think, well, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, or how fancy your clothes are, or how fashionable, if the inside's missing, forget about it. It's just not worth it. That's the case with us, isn't it? But the closer we get to Mary, and through Mary to God, the more there is of God in us, and the less of us, the more beautiful we are, children. All of us. Regardless of how fancy or fashionable your clothes may be, or regardless of where God put your two peepers, your two eyes, or your nose, or the rest of your face, no matter how God put your face together, or what your skin is like, or the rest of it, you're all beautiful inasmuch as you're close to God through Mary. Our Lady is perfectly beautiful, this spiritual vessel, because she is made all by God. There is no room for sin, and sin has never touched her, and she is all full of God. She's only for God. Children, let us always try to be spiritual vessels ourselves by staying close to Mary and full of God. And shouldn't we be, after all? After all, aren't we like the chalice or the ciborium of the altar? These beautiful vessels, some of which were carefully hammered out, the ones that we have in our sacristy, carefully hammered out by some artisan a long time ago. Some are made of solid gold and encrusted with jewels and diamonds. And we say, well, that's the best we can give to God, and even that is not good enough for God. We give those things to God. Shouldn't we be full of virtue and holiness? Shouldn't we be spiritual vessels too, since we often receive our Lord in Holy Communion? Let's think about that and ask Our Lady, especially with Corpus Christi coming tomorrow, to make us to be spiritual vessels worthy to receive our dear Lord and to hold Him like one of the vessels of the altar, like Mary, in our heart. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.